Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night episode of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and joining me, as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, mate?
I'm not too bad, but I'm a little bit disappointed tonight, Jono.
Why is that, mate?
Well, one thing that you and I both love is the Coles $3 pizzas.
Yes.
And they've gone up to $5.
That's an outrage. Let's start a Facebook page. Let's get a media campaign going.
What do they
think? Let's get them back to $3.
What do they think we are? Bloody millionaires.
I know. $5 for a pizza. That's too much.
Jesus.
Ridiculous.
Anyway.
And is it still the normal brand or is it some new fancy brand?
No, it's Coles.
Okay. Well, I won't be shopping there anymore.
Jeez. Just an outrage.
$5 for a frozen pizza. What a joke.
Yeah. But,
A lot to get through tonight, starting off with the news, in a bit of a feel-good story. Sam Reed, not the one who plays for Sydney, but the former Western Bulldogs player, gets another crack at AFL footy. His first game since 2013. He was a pretty handy player, nice, tough sort of player at the Bulldogs, but shoulder injuries forced him to retire, actually. But yeah, he's having another crack, so good to see him getting out on the field.
Yeah, it's we like a feel-good story.
Certainly do. And if you haven't heard, we know Aaron Hall's been drop-sending salary cap players into absolute meltdown.
Well, yeah. He was the fantasy hotness at the start of the year, and Rocket Eads just gone into senility, decided to play him away from the middle, and who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows, man?
Yeah, because nothing like getting playing in the needle to get that confidence up.
So, hey, you're doing a little bit too well in this role. Like, any allegations of tanking, maybe just point them at this bloke.
Yeah. No, that'll be all right. No, I don't see it. Tanking is just multitasking. Isn't that what you got to do these days as an AFL footballer, play a couple of positions?
Well, I mean, they've got no one. I mean, everyone's injured. Shouldn't they just do, you know, play what they got?
Yeah, this is Rocket E we're talking about. He doesn't do the norm.
That is true. He is a different kettle of fish.
He certainly is. And in other news, I don't know if you've come across this, but Geelong have been pushing to get their VFA premierships they won back in like 1706 or something like that, included in their AFL-VFL history. But the AFL have said, no, we will acknowledge them as VFA premierships, but not in the tally of things.
Yeah, I saw that. Don't Geelong have anything better to do? Like, haven't you had enough success? It's like you got to start counting things from 150 years ago. Like,
if that's the case, like the Doggies won like 9 flags in the VFA back in the early 1900s. So why don't we just count them and then the Doggies have 10 flags and happy days?
It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous, Jono.
I know, it is ridiculous. 9 flags in 10 years, that's not bad.
Hmm.
And then we got in the AFL and have one.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Hit the like button there. Ask us anything you'd like.
Yeah, and if you're listening on iTunes, don't forget to drop us a review. That always helps out.
Yeah, absolutely. We love those reviews.
But the teams are out, Jono.
Teams are out, and starting with Friday night at the Etihad Stadium, we've got fierce rivals Essendon v Hawthorn in what should be an absolute blowout.
Yeah, I like the reporter that asked Clarko during the week about how he was preparing for the wet conditions.
I did see that. Good journalism there.
Quality work. It's pretty good in the dome. Yeah. So for Essendon,
yeah, very very wet.
For Essendon, we got James Kelly's back in, which a lot of people will be happy about, no doubt. J-Mar's in, which
doesn't help Louis.
It's not good, man. Louis finally hit some form last week, and it looked like he was going to go up against solo McAvoy. I would have actually backed him to score okay.
Yeah, but definitely.
But and Stokesy is back in.
Okay, good to see.
Yeah, the outs are, man, the outs are pretty significant as well, with Crowley with a hamstring. Bagley, although he'd been shifted into that forward role, wasn't scoring as well.
Yeah.
But he looks to miss a few weeks. And McDonald, Tip and Woody, the forward defender.
Who's been killing it for salary cap players, but no more.
Yeah, well, he's been really... he would have been someone's pickup off the waiver wire, and he's been doing a great job for someone's team, no doubt. So there's some pretty significant outs. For the Hawks...
Yeah, averaging 80.
Yeah, exactly. He's in teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for the Hawks, we got in Litherland, Will Langford and Mark Pitney, I don't know.
Pirouette.
His first game. He's a ruckman.
Not his first game. He's played already this year.
Oh, has he? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. So the milestone says he's played. And out goes Segler, Sam Mitchell. Woof.
Ooh, that's a big out.
And Taylor Giray.
So, Taylor Giray, okay.
So there's some big outs there as well.
Yeah, and we know Gunson copped that knock to the ankle last week, so could also be a late exclusion.
Yeah, but, I was looking to play some Hawks in this game, like your Isaac Smith, maybe even Brad Hill. It's got to be good. This is a big chance for Will Langford to step up and cement his spot, I think.
Yeah, he was omitted last week and he's back in this week. I'm a big fan of Will Langford. A couple of years ago, he was really good, especially in that grand finals, but hasn't quite carried on with it, I don't think.
Nah, but if you're looking to, for a late pickup, he could be a great option.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The next game is Port versus the Doggies over at Adelaide Oval. No change for the Power, and just one for the Dogs. Mitch Honeychurch comes in. Toby McLean goes out. Who?
Ankle.
Yeah. So the injury didn't look as serious as it. You know, when it happened, he was walking around afterwards, so it might just be a little bit of time out instead of an extended period.
He's been pretty solid this year.
Yeah, so not too much fantasy relevance for the changes there.
Nope.
And then we're on...
Moving on to the Twilight game of the Lions and the Dockers. We got in for the Lions, you got Buick, Gardner and Andrew. Out goes Christensen with that collarbone injury pain and Freeman omitted. And in for the Dockers comes Hanneth, Zach Clark and Smith with Pavlich out for the groin. That's not good because I was thinking about there's a possibility as a streamer against the Lions. Griffin out of the hamstring and Atmos also a collarbone.
Yeah, Christensen, they're saying 2 months out, so...
There's fantasy season by bio.
Well, yeah, let's just drop, unfortunately. Yep. It looked like he was starting to get a bit of relevance on that half-back role, so a bit bad luck there. But on the other side, Zach Clark becomes an option this week, I would imagine, if you needed a ruck or a forward.
Yeah, that's right, because Griffin was just petering, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had a couple of okay games, but that was about it.
Yeah, that's right. And... moving on to the Saturday night game at Etihad Stadium, we've got the Cats taking on the Kangaroos. In for the Cats, you've got Reece Stanley back with Tomahawk out suspended. And big in for the one big in for the Roos is Goldstein back with Mullet and Wright out, Nankle and Dorr omitted, who didn't up for the first quarter against the Tigers, but performed pretty solidly in that solo ruck position last week.
Yeah, he's had a couple of decent scores when he's gotten a game door, but thank Christ Goldie's back, man.
A lot of
staring
all down the Goldie there with just punching hair there.
Yeah, yep, yep. So he can go abuse Zach Smith for a while.
Yeah, he's going to destroy him, I think.
Well, I hope.
In the other Saturday night game, we've got the West Coast taking on the Crows with McLovin in and Cole omitted. And old man Thompson seems to recover from that arthritis scare. And Kay in with Ricky Bobby Henderson out and Malera also out. So a couple of good ins there for the West Coast and the Crows.
Yeah, that's is interesting, isn't it? The Crows obviously had a fantastic week last week, but they got the bye next week. I guess they didn't.
What, against some witches' hats?
Well, it's still a fantastic win. You can only beat who you're up against, Jono.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing that gives me the irrits is people going, oh, you know, downhill skiers. That's what good teams do. They blast teams. You know, look at Hawthorn, right? I'm surprised they'd rest anyone this week. In the top eight, their percentage is terrible. It's like 20 points below Hawthorn. Like, I'm thinking that they're going to want to belt the hell out of them because their percentage is just miles back because these other teams are just putting teams away when they win. Like, putting teams away is what good teams should do, I reckon.
Oh, for sure. Totally agree.
So, yeah. But, yeah, oh, man, Thompson. I'm surprised McKay's back in. I mean, come on. What does he bring?
Not much.
Yeah.
Tim Tams, who knows?
I don't know. Anyway.
Moving on to the Sunday game, you got the and the Blues. Big outs for the Saints. You got Riewoldt out, Dempster, McCartan, and Goddard. With no outs yet for the Blues, but you got Sumner, Phillips, and Silvani named on the interchange with Sinclair, Minchington, Akers, Pierce, Wright, Lee, and Delaney named for the Saints. With Pierce and Silvani. Lining up for the first games if they get picked.
Man, could you play, if you needed a forward, could you play Levi Casbolt?
Could you? If or Everett. Kicks straight,
or Everett, even.
I'd go Everett over Casbolt because I know Everett can kick straight.
I mean, look at that back line. It's just, holy that Jesus. Gone.
That is gone.
I mean, I'd, you know, if I was a betting man, I'd certainly be hitting Carlton pretty hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of good options for the Blues this week.
For sure. And moving on to the next game, we've got the Suns against their Bunnies in the Tigers, with as Aaron Hall omitted, same with Callum Archie. Out for the Tigers, you've got Chapman and Stevie Murray for that knee injury. Ins for the Suns on the extended bench, you've got Thompson, McKenzie, Shaw, Day, and Lemons, and the extended bench for the Tigers. You've got Grimes, Conker, McBean, Menadue, and Short.
Dylan Grimes obviously helps back in. Reece Conker's obviously an option if you needed a player. The cannon. I don't know, man. Cannon. I think this is just going to be just a blowout, isn't it?
Well, as we know, the Suns do like to play against the Tigers.
Yeah, I know, but this is...
That's not going to happen.
This is just horrific, man.
Yeah, it's going to be like the Bay of Pigs, just a slaughter, I think. After Richmond's poor performance last week against the Roos, I think they're going to be out of blood, and they're going to just destroy them, I think.
Well, yeah.
Moving on to the last game on Sunday after... You got the Battle of the Bridge in the Swans and the Giants with Ryan Griffin named on the extended bench for his first game. Thought he would have been about a week away, so wait and see for him. In for the Swans, you got Aaliyah, Towers, Nick Curvis, and Mills. Out goes Hewitt with a concussion.
Yeah, not too much interest here for me, I guess. If you're the Griffin omen, you're hoping he makes the final cut. But we were talking about him coming back last week and who would it affect. I think it's got to be. Do you think Jack Steele's the guy who goes out of the team?
Yeah, I think so. One of those lesser,
like they can move Toby or Green. Hopper. Like they can move Toby Green forward, I guess.
Yeah, maybe Hopper. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe
different role.
Yeah.
Hard to tell at this stage, but it all depends on where they do decide to play Ryan Griffin as well. Is it the back line guts? Who knows?
This would be an interesting match, I think. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I'm certainly looking forward to it as well. And the last game, we've got the Queen's Birthday match between the D's and the Pies. In for the D's, you got Jack Grimes, Mitchie, Jack Viney named after that boxing match he had, and Ben Kennedy in on the extended bench with Garlett O'Meara, which is a bit of a shame because we thought he was going to tear it up this week. The outs for the Pies, big surprise, Travis Cloak out, and Oxley also admitted Brown, Witts, Williams, Marsh, and Phillips all named on the extended interchange.
Just sack Bucks. Like, just, that's it. I'm out. I'm done.
You done?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Man, are we going to really see the Jared Witts, Brody Grundy suck fest again?
Yeah, against Max Gorn, who's just going to eat them for breakfast.
I mean, they're just... I don't even know what to say, John. It just destroys me. Like, oh, my God. They're just so slow. This is going to be the slowest team.
Well, if they were slow last week against Port Adelaide, I mean... Oh, well, they're just trying to match up against... I think it's going to be a contested battle.
I don't know, man. Nothing. I don't know what's going to save them. It's going to have to pour rain. So I guess we're going to look at if Ben Kennedy gets a run to be the guy who just gets the balls over the top and runs in and kicks four goals. Bit of a revenge game.
Pretty much. Yeah, he's forgot he was a former Five player, so man, it should be a good match. And the Demons are actually favourite going into the match.
Well, they beat Collingwood pretty. You know, it was a convincing win for the Demons earlier in the year.
Yes, that was true. So let's see if Lightning strikes twice.
Yeah, I'd certainly be tipping him.
I have tipped them as well. But
good to see Petracca named right in the guts after I picked him up. A free agency.
Hello, point.
That's really buoyed my spirits.
No, you're going to be a player. I like the look of him. Haven't of him too much, but I'm keen to see how he goes this week.
Oh, he's good, man. He's good.
Yeah. But moving on now to our captain's, where we give you our hot tips on who we think is going to be destroying it as a captain this week. And the bloke I'm going to start off with is Tom Rockliffe. Playing the Fremantle Dockers, he's averaged 128 in Supercoach and 120 four in Dream Team, his last five matches against them, so pretty handy numbers there.
Yeah, obviously it was hot fire last week. Yeah, so we try to give you the not super obvious captains, but man, how could you go past Tom Rockliffe? Wow.
Mm.
My first captain is in the same match as I do the away teams. We've got Lachie Neal as a career average 116 Dream Team scoring, 113 Supercoach averaging against Brisbane. And the mids are scoring well against the Lions, so Lachie Neal feels really safe with really high ceiling to me.
Yeah, and he's averaging about 600 possessions a game, so
yeah,
lock it in.
Yeah, he's in All-Australian touch.
Oh, he certainly has to be. My next captain for me is the captain of Geelong, Joel Selwood. Goes a 110 and 101 overall in Supercoach and Dream Team, and 109 and 106 in his last five matches against the Roos. And with no Ben Jacobs, I can see him getting up the chain and really destroying the Roos there.
Yeah, he'd look forward to that because he does cop the Ben Jacobs tag. So that's a good one. His last quarter last week, man. Woof.
Oh, that was huge.
Dragged him over the line. How about I got Adam Treloar as my next guy. Career 105 Dream Team, 107 Supercoach. His best scores against Melbourne, 159, 173. And wow. in round four, got the 123 Dream Team, 101 Supercoach. So really just fantastic track record against the D's. And he's obviously playing really good football for Collingwood. Probably one of the better Dream Team captain or Dream Team scoring format options, I would imagine. And Supercoach probably as well.
Yep. My next guy is Matthew Prittis from the Eagles. Goes his last five matches in Supercoach goes a 116 average against the Crows and 104 in Dream Team with a 97 overall in Dream Team and 103 Supercoach, with some pretty big scores in there the last few matches they've played.
Wow, yeah, he's just a great player. My next guy's a little bit different. Gone Patrick Cripps.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's only played the once against the Saints, but 137 Dream Team, 172 Super Coach. That was the real breakout game for him last year. I feel like the Saints are going to get beat this week, man. So I got no worries rolling out Pratchett Cripps, especially in Supercoach.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, I was looking because the home teams each week and the Saints being the home team, I actually have no Saints captain because they all score putrid against the Blues.
It's really interesting.
It was really interesting. Like, Montagna only averages like 85 or something in both formats.
Yeah, sometimes guys just have that bad history, don't they?
Yeah. But my next captain is Dusty Martin. He's only played the Gold Coast four times, but averaged with a 105 in Supercoach and a 113 Dream Team. So,
wow.
Yeah, loves playing the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah, he'd be looking to bounce back after last week too, I imagine.
I would think so.
Yeah. My last guy is JPK, Josh Kennedy from the Swans. He really is. History would tell you he's the best of the Sydney mids against the Giants. Especially in Supercoach, really a lot of 110-plus in both formats. It seems like lately he's really starting to find his form. A couple of weeks ago he had that huge game. He's a gun.
He seems to be reminiscent of Adam Goods in years past. Like, you'd remember Adam Goods, first 12 rounds he'd score not so great, but then those bye rounds come through and then he'd go on and just tear it up after the bye rounds. Seems like JPK is doing that.
Yeah, it could be partly the, the game slows down a little bit. You know, the grounds are a bit soft, a bit heavier, and JPK, you know, he's a contested beast. Maybe
grounds
something will
be softer in Sydney this week.
Yeah, exactly. So, maybe there's something to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And my last captain is also a Richmond player. He's only played the five times against the Gold Coast Suns, but this guy averages 120 in Supercoach, 14 Dream Team. That is Brett Deledio.
God damn, those are big numbers.
They have some big numbers.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
My last captain, John, I love to have my risky captain each week. But So my last captain this week, probably a bit interesting, Matthew Boyd.
Okay. In good form.
Yeah, Matty Boyd. The Bulldogs, who the hell are they playing?
Port Adelaide.
Yeah, they're playing Port. Port actually are one of the... allow general defenders to score very highly compared to the other teams. Since round five, Matty Boyd, four of his six matches, he's gone over 120 in Supercoach, and the lowest Dream Team score in that time is 97. So they are some massive numbers.
Hence why I just bought my salary cap team this week.
Yeah, so, it's Matty Boyd's not someone you generally roll out there as captain in your draft team, but the numbers really back him up as being a great choice this week.
Awesome. I did have a bit of a risky one, but I'm not going to go with it because... it's pus.
It's pus?
David Armitage. He was the only one who actually scored decent against Carlton.
Man, I don't think anyone has balls big enough to go David Armitage.
And he's actually the only one who scores decent with some 130s and 140s in there in both formats. So
That's interesting.
I would not be doing... Yeah.
Man, would you even put the VC on him?
No. Hence why I said I'm not going with it.
Oh, that's a good talking point, though.
Yeah. But moving on now to our late week pickups, where we're just going to go through a few players who we think could help you out to give you those extra points and give you a win in your league this week. And one guy who I like, I've got James Harms from the Ds. Only in 31% of teams, we know he can score big. And we know that those small forwards do score well against Collingwood.
Well, that's a great picture. I actually like that. I'm still rolling out Hayden Crozier. I think if he hasn't been picked up in your league, he had some low ownership numbers at the start of the week. I just, if your league's 10 teams, 22 players, I think he has to be owned at this point. Really blowing it up across that halfback role, so no problems with Hayden Crozier. List as a forward.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. So I'm going to talk about it's only if Gunston is an out, and that could be the late flyers. Sicily, James Sicily, could be on the receiving end of a points boost if Gunston is not named, so keep an eye out for that. He's only in 19% of teams, so definitely going to be able to get him there.
Yeah, yeah, we've talked about Sicily a little bit. He's got some tricks, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think if you needed a ruck or a forward, and you're playing, you've probably owned in a two ruck league, but in a one ruck league, that is my man Tom Campbell.
Tommy Campbell.
He is the more likely of he and Roughhead doing the ruck tandem. You know, I think they should blow up Jackson Trangover, as basically every ruckman has so far. But of those two ruckmen, Campbell is definitely the more likely to go forward and kick a goal or two, as he's done quite often this year, Jono.
Yeah, absolutely. And as the scoring shows, he's been the better scoring ruckman between the two, which
is a
good pick. I like, actually.
Yeah.
Especially with Port Adelaide's defence not as tall with all those injuries.
Yeah, well, you got Logan Austin playing his second game. You know, they're really getting hit with the injuries pretty hard back there. So that's another reason I thought Campbell was, likely to score a couple of goals.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the pick. Another guy I've got is Sicily's teammate, Poppy Pioppolo. Again, only in 48% of teams. But again, with no Gunston, these guys should just eat up the goals, I think.
Yeah, well, against Poppy, the Bombers. Didn't he lay like 10 tackles last week?
Yeah, it was something ridiculous like
Unbelievable.
That.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, it's a good pick. He might be owned in leagues, he might not be. Zach Tui, he's been scoring pretty well lately, but halfbacks are scoring pretty well against the Saints, and I feel like Carlton are going to win this match, and Tui should be should be a driving force behind it.
Yeah, since Bolt's taken over, a lot of these guys, new game plan, they've all been scoring well. I've certainly had Zach Tui in our league of records for a few weeks now, and just really love what he's been pumping out.
Yeah, he tends to, like I did for a while last year, he tends to go on a bit of a streak. Well, I mean, a lot of players go on a streak, but certainly ride him whilst he's hot, man.
Yeah, absolutely. The next guy for me, we spoke about him earlier in the week again, can't go past it, Took Miller. If it's a fast game, he's going to be receiving that outside ball and going to be kicking a couple of goals as well. We know he scores well when he's fit.
Yeah, Took's an interesting guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
You like him to do well. Another guy I got who may or may not be owned again, don't know his league settings, but Chris Mayne. He's probably more owned than I would give him credit for, but as the only real forward in that team now with, aside from the small guys, he's really the leading target in that Fremantle team that should beat Brisbane, maybe, I don't know. But I think he's got a chance to actually kick a few. He played pretty well last week too.
Well, again, in our league of records, each week I stream a fifth forward. Look at his numbers. He averages about 91 or 92 against Brisbane in Supercoach format.
So you picked him up?
So I picked him up.
Yeah, again, exactly.
Fill in the numbers like my Jack Darling pickup last week.
Yeah, so he might be in leagues, he might not be in leagues, but, I think he should be available in a lot of leagues.
Yeah, especially if you need that fifth forward. Great numbers there.
Yeah.
Another guy is Miller's teammate. Just been loving this guy's form for the last two or three weeks. Brian Davis, only in 31% of teams. He's a midfielder, producing some really nice scores of late.
Does he have forward status as well? Or just mid? No, that's right. He's just mid.
Just mid.
Yeah, he seems to have figured it out, doesn't he?
Mm.
Like, he was a mature age recruit. He came in, wasn't scoring great, but he's starting to starting to figure it out by the looks of it.
Yeah, no, I really just really like what he's been doing those last few weeks. So if you need someone there, maybe a bit of bench cover or whatnot, just chuck him on there.
Yeah, and I've also got Zach Clark from that mat.
Yep.
As the ruck forward option, playing with, you know, really just sort of green guys behind him. I think he should be just the pure ruck against the struggling Steph Martin.
Hopefully Zach Clark can play Steph Martin into some form for a Steph Martin notice.
Yeah, it's been, oh man, God, what a horror show. What a horror
very
show.
Very brutal.
That's all yeah, I got, Jono.
The last bloke I've got is Luke Hodge. 2 weeks away, but probably three with the bye. Stash him away on your bench and use him as a lottery ticket. Could do anything.
Yeah, it's not going to cost you anything if he is available in your leagues. And I guess if you got a short bench in your league, he damn well may be available.
Yeah, that's right. And if your midfield's pretty good and does go off the chain a bit, then you can use him as a bit of a trade target for somewhere where you're a bit weaker too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we all get injuries, and having extra players is always good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that was all I had to say. Apparently, Jack Viney is only 50-50. He has to get through training on Saturday.
Yeah, good as well. That's correct. So they just put up a brick wall, and if his knuckle holds up, he's in.
Yeah, that's, man, I seriously wish that happened to Mark Murphy, but instead it went the other way. Because I was trying to swap Mark Murphy. I only thought he was 1 to 2 weeks, and you were like, oh, I can't carry him over the buys. I'm like, what? He misses the first game, big deal. And then I checked the thing, and it was 4 weeks. I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Well, it's a good deal you offered to me, but yeah, just 4 weeks is a bit too much.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. That's fair enough. It was a good deal, though.
Oh, it certainly was. I would have thought, I did spend a lot of time thinking about it, but especially if he was available straight away, then pretty back.
Yeah, if he was only going to miss his, if he was going to be back straight after the bye, it was Mark Murphy and Taylor Walker.
It certainly goes up in value.
Yeah, so, and we know Adelaide, you know, Tex Walker, he's going to have that great finals draw, so.
Yeah, it's a very good draw. And Carlton isn't too shabby either.
Yeah, so I've put the offer out to a couple other people. We'll see what we get. But I got to win that first match. I got to win that first bye round. That's really a key match for me. You know, it's just how it is. Because I got, you know, carrying a few injuries. But
yeah, that's right. So do we have any questions this week?
We had one person ask on Twitter whether they would drop Jamie McMillan for either David Mackay or Zach Tui in Ultimate Footy. Well, I'll tell you my answer. I said no, but I do think Zach Tui will score well this week.
Yes, well, I'm ignoring, but I'd say Zach Tui has been scoring pretty decent in both formats, but that floor is still a big concern for Zach Tui. McMillan isn't too bad.
Yeah, and we also had actually one earlier in the week from Johan Oak. Asked, is it time to end the Jackson Trangove experiment? I need to free up a spot for Blakely or Crozier.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially for those guys, yes, I would do it. I've got Trangove. I'm still hanging on to him, but I don't think there's better options at the moment.
No, so, if you want to roll the dice on either Blakely or what was the other one, sorry?
Crozier. I'm more into Crozier.
Yeah. So flip of the coin. If they're both available in your league, just go for like it. It's not going to cost you anything, so.
No, that's right. Man, it didn't work out, that Jackson Trangove thing.
No, the run was short and sweet.
Man, I thought he'd tackle his way to glory.
I thought he would too, but obviously not.
Yeah. Anyway. What did it cost me? Zach Williams? Jesus.
Zach Williams.
Oh, but that, I had number one waiver that week, and they both exploded. I'm like, yes, the number one rock. Give me that guy over Zach Williams. And Zach Williams has just kept it up. I'm like, God, oh, well.
Sliding doors moment.
That's all right. I'm not too bad off. That's all right.
Nah, that's all right. But that just about wraps up the show for this week. If you'd like to follow us on social media and ask us who you'd like to pick up for the waiver wire or anything else, head over to Twitter where we are at the Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like button there and ask us anything food related, anything football related.
Oh, or who... food related. Yeah. Jono, here's an abomination. All right. Went to the RSL. Yeah, right. You know, because we're members down at the RSL, we get the $20 RSL voucher for your birthday. So we went down with the family last night. I had the chicken scallopini, right? Which is a creamy sauce with the mushroom and the bacon. Delicious, right? Where do you think the freaking chips were?
Absolutely.
Where do you think the chips were, though?
Underneath and soaking in that sauce.
Underneath and soaking in the sauce. This is madness.
Is there a suggestion box there where you can just write down chips to the side, creamy sauce, and food to the other side?
What are they thinking? Separated.
Make a barrier with beans or something. Who knows?
I'm starting to
clog that dam up.
I just don't get it.
Yeah. It's like today, I've got a bag of chips from the local takeaway joint around the corner. No, been sitting in the Bay Marie for about 6 hours, so nice soggy chips.
God damn it. See, I'm starting to understand where the pie... I've never had a pie Florida, but I'm starting to understand where that came from. They just go, hey, soup in a pie. Let's just put one on top of the other. This is how we roll.
Soup in a pie and a soup.
I don't get it. It's just... like,
no.
These foods aren't meant to...
I mean, it's like
you could dunk on the Twitter chip in the sauce.
On Twitter, the thing you can follow, we want plates. It's like they just shame restaurants that serve you food on like a cutting board or something like that. And oh, it's unreal. Like they serve you a steak and steak and chips with gravy on it, and the gravy's hanging down the table all over your lap. No, put it on the plate.
What the hell is wrong with plates? Give me a border. Yeah. I want a border.
That's right.
I need Tony Abbott to come in and stop this to protect my borders. Keep things.
Maybe get him as a minister for food or something.
Yeah, that's right. Did you see the deconstructed coffee? Someone tweeted on.
Oh, I just wanted to smash my computer screen when I saw that.
What the hell's next? I go to the pub and they just use some barley and some hops and some water. You figure it out.
Oh, it's just getting too ridiculous for these bloody hipsters. They need to be stopped.
But, oh, man, I was really disappointed. Chips under the scallopini. Come on, man.
Oh, that just would have been so wrong at so many levels.
And for the people who are questioning me because I didn't have a Palmer, I'm not going to, because it's $12 Palmer night, I'm not using my $20 voucher on a $12 meal. That's an $8 loss.
Yeah, because you got to use a whole voucher in one hit, don't you?
Yeah, you got to get something you don't usually have, like a pork belly or something. You know, a steak even, whatever. I don't know. I don't buy steak when I'm out because I feel like it's a total rip, but whatever.
Yeah, depending on where you're going. I don't mind a good steak.
You know what I've got on, Jono? I've got Crocosons.
What the hell is a Crocoson?
You know Crocs, right? Those disgusting plastic shoes that people wear. They're like the dad shoe. Yeah, but these are like lined with moccasin material.
What's wrong with them, ankle breaking moccasin you get at the market for like $15?
Well, that's for a gift because I love my Crocs, man. My Crocs are my indoor shoes, but they're falling apart. Like they're just.
You hide them when I come around to your place?
No, I'm usually wearing them.
I don't pay attention to people's feet.
No, well, why would you? You're not a woman.
They're disgusting.
Yeah, they are disgusting. But anyway, the Crocoson, it is the ultimate degaff shoe. Like, I do not care what I look like. I feel like I could go down to Bayside in these shoes.
It is a Frankston thing. I can see that, but yeah, wow. Ugh, just images, dude.
Because, I dress like basically a hobo.
So do I.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, actually. That is true. You might actually be the one person who dresses up worse than me.
Oh, I think we do have one other friend that...
It's like you, I remember the time when you walked in and me and the other dude were there and I looked at you and was like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going out for like this business dinner. I'm just like, look like you're going to the tip.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we should see our Christmas party last year. It's like everyone's like up in shirts and nice slacks and that. No, jeans and t-shirt.
It's like, are you cutting down a tree? What's going on? Oh, man. This is gone. I got to try to go fleece people in a trade. Well, not even fleece, really. They're getting a good deal, but I just got to win that goddamn
thing. It is a
match.
Good deal.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I wanted the Crocuson conversation in there. I think that's pertinent stuff.
Oh, we could get some Twitter back on this one.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's good. That promotes, that's good. Promotes the brand.
It's more traffic on the what is this, site page, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Let's go. All right,
that wraps up the show for tonight. Good luck to everybody in their matches this week, and we hope you have a win, and we'll see you on Monday.